Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Voters disapprove of the president's plan to beat COVID. The Black Lives Matter organization calls for a holiday boycott of white business. Homicides in Chicago reach record highs. A new survey ranks the most expensive cities on the planet. Also ahead, the government will pay you $45,000 not to work. But first, new poll from Fox says voters disapprove of the president's plan to beat COVID. 48% support Mr. Biden's pandemic policy right now. That's down 25 points since June. 49% say he is not in control of the COVID contagion. White House now considering new rules to block COVID variants from entering the country. Foreign travelers must provide a negative test within 24 hours of landing in the USA. The Black Lives Matter Global Foundation calling for a Christmas boycott against white-owned businesses. The group releasing a statement on social media, quote, "White supremacist capitalism uses policing to protect profits and steal black light. Skip the Black Friday sales and buy exclusively from black-owned businesses," unquote. BLM posting a map on its website featuring a list of minority-owned enterprises across the country. Is that racist? You make the call. Homicides in Cook County, Illinois, that Chicago passing 1,000, the most since 1994. That figure includes 156 children murdered in the Windy City. 156. 96% of the victims are either black or Hispanic. The overall murder rate is up 40% compared to 2019. The reason? Chicago DA Kim Fox refuses to enforce the law. Survey from The Economist magazine ranking the most expensive cities on earth. Los Angeles comes in at number 9. New York City, 5th place. Top spot goes to Tel Aviv, Israel. Highest living costs can be found in San Francisco. Average home in the city by the bay sells for $1.6 million. Median rent for a one-bedroom apartment, about $4,000. And that doesn't include utilities, gas, insurance, food costs. And doesn't include dodging homeless people living in your front yard. In a moment, Joe Biden wants to give you money. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Joe Biden wants you on the dole. Right now, about 5 million Americans have left the workforce. Many businesses are struggling to find workers. That's one of the big pipeline problems, a shortage of labor. But why is this happening? According to the Foundation for Government Accountability, workers in the marketplace are at a 45-year low. That's because you can game the system for as much as $45,000 a year in government entitlements. COVID relief, unemployment, food stamps, free health care, child tax credits, on and on and on. $45,000 a year for doing nothing. This is the great progressive vision, to create a society totally dependent on government. President Biden apparently loves the giveaways. That's what the entire Build Back Better bill is all about. Free stuff. Trillions of dollars of free stuff. And no strings attached. You don't even have to look for work. You can just lay around. Now, decent people, smart people understand there have to be safety nets. Some Americans, through no fault of their own, find themselves in dire circumstances. Children of derelict parents have to be taken care of. These are safety nets. And our tax dollars go to providing help to people who really need help. But this is not what the Democratic Party is promoting. They are promoting a centralized government that controls the economy and gives away money, massive amounts of money, so that the American citizen becomes dependent on that money and therefore will always vote Democrat. Now, Joe Biden is the king of free stuff himself. He's been in government, I think he worked in Delaware in a law office maybe a year or two, and then it's been government all the way. So everything is taken care of by the feds. As a senator, Joe Biden had all kinds of perks. He had a nice salary, he had things given to him, he could write off everything. So he is the king of free stuff. And if you believe Hunter Biden's laptop, then Vice President Biden was deeply involved in enriching his family, including Hunter, with sleazy deals made overseas. Biden has not been charged with anything, but certainly this is a dubious situation that should be fully investigated, but it will not be investigated because President Biden's in charge. Anyway, getting back to you. If we are going to live in a country where the population is dependent on Washington, D.C. and the state capitals, we're going to lose all personal autonomy. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The Simple Podcast has become the most popular media format in the world for audio programming. Its history dates back to 2004. A TV host working for MTV described new shows specifically designed to be listened to on Apple's iPod device. Unlike radio broadcasts, people could tune in whenever they want, when driving, working out, walking the dog. It was in 2005 when big companies started recognizing the financial possibilities. President Bush the Younger launched his own podcast later that year. Well, today, 80 million Americans listen to podcasts, mostly about crime and current affairs, politics. Here are the most popular programs heading into 2022. Number 10, The Ben Shapiro Show, followed by the True Crime Anthology Serial. The eighth spot goes to Office Ladies. The broadcast features members of the TV series The Office discussing episodes of the hit comedy. Next, Pod Save America, a progressive left platform hosted by former aides to Barack Obama. Number six, My Favorite Murder, another true crime show for those looking to solve ongoing homicide cases. The top five starts with Stuff You Should Know, followed by This American Life and Crime Junkie. Second place goes to The Daily from the New York Times. The 20-minute podcast airs each weekday with content from the newspaper's staff, which is left, to say the least. Number one in the podcasting world, The Joe Rogan Experience. The comedian commentator started the program Christmas Eve 2009. Each show lasts between 1 and 5 hours. Wow. Typically featuring interviews with a wide range of guests. Of course, the absolute best podcast, and you can see it on video as well, is the No Spin News, heard on BillO'Reilly.com. Who is that guy anyway? Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.